If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Minister of Kopta, Minister Thembi Nkadimeng went today to Kosciuszko Sea. What has been happening at Nelson Mandela Bay? You know that the flooding there has really, really destroyed many people's lives, property, and so on. And so they went to do a bit of an oversight and have a conversation with the municipality as well as see what happened to people's property. She's on the line with us this evening. Minister, I really appreciate you making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Tumelo, and good evening to the listeners.
How did your visit go?
Well, it went well. One can say from a planning logistical point of view, but it's a sad sight to see. High level of damage, the extent, the pain of the people, the destruction of their household, their hard-earned property. It's just sad sight to see.
You were unhappy with the response that the people got, saying that municipality took too long, the emergency services took too long to respond to the emergency that was underway on Sunday as well as on Monday. Were you able to get some sort of a clarity on why that was the case?
Well, it was no longer even about clarity, but also taking action on the spot and getting neighboring municipalities to bring more support on the ground on how actually disaster is supposed to be in terms of response. By international standards, Temelo, at least in the 72 hours, we should have been able to reach a state of clearance, rescue you, remove you. I mean, if your house is half fallen, there's a donga maybe that is broken down and you're still sitting in that house, it can collapse any minute. So we can have more fatalities. So you can't have rain, which we knew is coming. Yes, we can't dictate the weather, we can't control it, but systems are advanced. And the Weather Service of South Africa, I must really appreciate, they do play their part. We receive warnings, timeless. So what does the warning mean to a municipality? They even rate it for us. To an extent, sometimes try to tell, like the warning of tomorrow, Stephen Nelson Mandela, is level 5, anticipated start around lunchtime, right up to a Friday. So it means when you receive such an information, you need to get your halls ready, you need to get your transport ready, you need to get your all your gandas and everything ready, anticipate, you know, you need to clean your storm water. The site where I was at, had we heeded the call, yes, there might have been damage, but not to the extent in which it was. In fact, funny, the community members, front of my councillor and other municipal employees, indicated to me that sometime last year, they called the municipality. They told him the whole canal is full of debt. Clear the canal. When it rains, it blocks and it creates an odor which smells bad and it's unhealthy for them. And that was not done.
Level 5.
So when you still don't do that and you then still don't respond early, even when you have a warning, it's just something else.
Level 5 is higher than level 4, which was a warning this past weekend.
This past week, yes.
That's quite scary.
Yes. Yes, it's quite scary. We have Minister Kubai was part of the team, who as a result are building temporary houses. They are on site. Our teams will remain on site continuously up until the warning of Friday. It does look like they advance their update on an hourly basis because the weather patterns shift and change. We did see a bit of some sunshine, which we were praying it will last much longer. and the clearance of the skies opening up. Even if it rains, it still rains even when we're there, but at least in manageable proportion. The president is going there on Friday, there would have been progress, but we are working on declaring a national state of disaster in those places, not only in Kabeja or in the Eastern Cape, because Kabeja is only one part.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, the Premier and our team, of course, without us, was in the Buffalo City, which had the same chain of the reaction of the inclement weather right up to Tongat.
Does it mean the same is probably going to happen also with KZN?
Yes, yes. We had separated our team, ministers were on the other side, deputy ministers had joined the Premier yesterday in the Tongat area. They're busy with assessment. Our target is that we would have concluded both reports for Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal. And the intention, if you will recall, 2 weeks ago or so, as COGTA, we signed an MOU on disaster repairs with the Minister Thandi Modise to bring in soldiers. The President has granted us that approval this evening. So the head of Eastern Cape will be sending off, also for protection. You know, people vulnerable as they are, they still don't get exempted from crime. You know, people come and still, even still on what is in the rubble of what they were able to save. It's just a pathetic sight. So we are using them as form of rebuild and repair, but also from a safety point of view, to get into the areas. We will do immediate mobile housing, and the minister will bring again the temporary, which we call TRUs, and ultimately allocate sites for houses. We're trying a response rate that will take them out of the community halls.
The concern you were raising about our response time and the global standards not being adhered to is something that we're going to have to look into, because global warming is now a real thing. Climate change is now something that we are witnessing ourselves right before our eyes. These constant and unpredictable patterns of weather and how it affects the lives of the people, especially the most vulnerable. We're going to have to relook all of this. A lot of what we're doing currently has to be revisited.
Exactly. But I do think we're more lacking on the human side now, human capital. You know, the strategy approved by Cabinet even before my arrival, of course, it's not cast in stone.
Yes.
You are paid to do a signatures to the Paris Agreement Accord. The Sendai framework, South Africa participates in it, gets to be measured. We have allocated funds for all the infrastructure at our district level and the metros. Now, Nelson Mandela Bay is a metro. So if a metro, the biggest size municipality in the country, is unable to respond, how about a small municipality? So they've got directors who are appointed, who are in positions, earning very well, machinery. They may not be sufficient. But you better say to me on site, because I only had 4 or 5 of this that I needed, my pace is slower. But I could still see what I could pick up literally myself by hand without the assistance of machine, still on site, lying there from Saturday. So it just shows that the municipality didn't stand up, didn't act to assist the people. You know, to see old people whose medication has been washed away, just to call a neighboring clinic to come and give them their hypertension treatment is a feat. No, it's just Yes, there are areas where resources are not sufficient, but there are areas where we abdicate responsibility. And I insisted on the mayor that there must be consequence management that must follow through into this case, because it is showing signs that it's a no-care attitude. Mm. The municipality went on as normal and as usual. And the damage is not small. Mm. Just the area that we visited with the premier, there are over 150 households. We obviously couldn't finish all of them. Mm. That got damaged. Mm. Some people are on wheelchairs, elders. No, it's bad. But we are stepping up. We are on the site. The DG from Cocta National remained there, is heading the team right up until the end of the warning which we received, with all the plans and the activities that need to follow through. They need to set up JOC and report to the Disaster Management Center on an hourly basis.
You said the president will be going through on Friday?
Yes.
How soon do you think we can have the state of emergency declared? I know you're working on it, but and you've mentioned that already. How soon?
Remember, it can only be announced by the president.
Yes.
Informed by our report. So our report, the target we gave them, all the ministries, to remain and circulate a draft to us tomorrow. Remember, Pamela, it's possible that a wall that is standing today, as you pass to do the assessment, could be down tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So our terms, even with regard to disaster, allows the flexibility of re-evaluation after every 3 months, at least for the coming 6 months, but doesn't stop you to start with the work. So we are hopeful that the president will make the assessment and possibly grant the request that jointly ourselves, Minister Chikunga, we're handing over some of the township roads to the Sandral to do them on behalf of the municipality. We're transferring back the money for human settlement. I see that the municipality couldn't spend back to the Minister of Human Settlement, so that we can't talk resource that is in the bank of a municipality when people are in hold.
And
we're making that drastic movement to assist our people.
It's still early days, I understand. But do we have a sense of how many families have been affected by all of this?
We know from the calculation in almost the entire province, just on this, it's around 1,500 and something households, totally Buffalo City, the small various areas, HMAF and all that in the Eastern Cape.
And the estimated
Amatole,
cost?
The estimated cost, excuse me, have not yet been fully combined, but it usually costs us a lot. If you rate, which is relatively at the same level, if you will recall the Tekwini flood at the beginning of the late last year, and again at the beginning of the year this year, if you recall, it costed us, and we had to offset the municipality with about 1.5 billion.
How are you managing?
So
now?
It usually hovers around that. Yeah.
How are we managing now? You know, children going to school. Have we now got alternative plans for that? I know that you are already housing people, and you've told me about the temporary structures that will be put together. School, things like school, which are quite urgent.
Yes, we have Department of Social Development, MEC Fanta is on the ground. One center I visited, there's a two-month-old baby. Came out alive. Beautiful, but guess what? There was a child who was born under a bridge, which had collapsed, and safe, rescued by K9 SAPS team in hospital, just for normal observation with the mother, and they were saved.
They were fine.
So there's quite a lot of social. Yes, they are okay. They are beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, we have a fatality. Mm. We're hoping that we don't increase more. There are still injured people, particularly I think it's an 82-year-old a man who got affected by live electrical wire, which he touched, and there was water, and he had third-degree burns on both hands. But
and so
we're hopeful that he's getting more stable. So we have got all those facts. Department of Education is on site, relooking onto the schools, but also even the supply of school uniforms,
yes,
stationery, and all that. I may not be having the exact total number, but when we were there, overall, we were reaching around 500 school children in various affected schools in the area. Because remember, even when the school is not affected, if your entire home is washed away,
the books are gone.
Department of Home Affairs has put a system to begin to reprint their documentation.
Mm.
Social development is also on site, besides the humanitarian side, but the psychological assistance as well, social workers and everybody. So we've left a fully operational job, which we'll be able to be reporting on an hourly basis, and then acceleration. Neighboring municipalities are also bringing in their staff and their machinery to clear the space fast. Minister Chikunga, as I said, there are washed away bridges and two main roads, excluding the internal roads in the townships where people can't move, literally. She was also on site, ticking the areas that they should be sending their teams to start to work on.
Did you say we can confirm it's only one fatality?
Well, I may not. I'm skeptical,
okay,
to really confirm that is one side, but at least the side that I'm at.
Okay.
But I will anticipate, if I recall, in our report, there's a fatality as well in the site of Buffalo City.
Okay.
I'm not sure at Amatole.
Yes.
There are about 7 fatalities in KZN. So it's quite a number of people that I assume. But we may get the facts right for you.
Yes.
As we conclude on our report.
Minister, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate you talking to us and giving us this update. Minister Thembi Nkadimeng, who is a COGTA minister, she went out today to see the devastation in the Eastern Cape. As you can hear, she says it was absolutely devastating to see what's happening. She says on Friday, the president is likely to go there. They are working very hard to try and get all of this declared a state of emergency so that more funds can be released. But just says everybody is there now. You've got other departments as well trying to make sure that things like ID documentation is sorted out, things like school material is sorted out by the Department of Basic Education. Social services are out there as well. But she does say the emergency services and the municipality took too long. The municipality took too long to respond to this as an emergency. In fact, earlier on she said she went in there and cracked the whip. Why is it that the media and everybody else got there before the municipality did anything? She says Sunday and Monday there was hardly any movement. Nobody was clearing the debris. Nobody was doing anything. And she is unfortunately quite unhappy with how the municipality responded to this. And she says they now have a team of people who have to report every hour on how they are managing the situation. So we'll get a final number on things like fatalities and so on. At the moment, we are sitting at unconfirmed one person who's passed away and one quite seriously injured. But that story there about a mother and a child born under a bridge, under a collapsed bridge. Sure. Yeah, quite something there. Thanks so much for that, Minister Thembi Nkadimeng, COGTA Minister.
Point of View with Phimelo Modine on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.
I think if ANC could work with DA, things will be better in South Africa. Why I'm saying this, I've been to Springs. The services there, they're excellent, and the DA is in charge in Springs. So I think if ANC can work with DA, things will be better. I wanted to vote DA, and then I said, no, let me not waste my vote. Anyway, ANC is going to win, so I vote ANC. I'm happy to hear that they're talking about working together. The economy will pick up. The food prices will go down, because the sooner the better.
So is that your experience? Those of you who live in areas that are managed by the DA, is it better? Is it you find that those areas are better run? I'd love to hear from you. 086-000-00959. Here's what I think is really, really interesting. I'm starting to hear a lot of people say, well, I used my vote for this. I voted for another party because I wanted to do this with it. Are you disappointed with what you managed to achieve with your votes? Because people were voting obviously strategically, right? So sometimes you would have people who vote not necessarily for the party that they really like, but they wanted to split their vote, for instance. And it's obviously led us here. And now we have everybody having to talk to one another. Is this what generally South Africans wanted? Did you want coalition arrangements? Did you want political parties to share ideas, to share governance? Is that really the outcome you were looking for? And we now sit here with the MK party, which says, no, we actually believe we won the outright majority. If you voted for the MK party, do you agree with that? And what do you think they need to do right now? As we speak right now, they're saying no, they are not going to be speaking to anybody. In fact, the ANC was saying they're blue ticking them, so to speak. They have not responded to any of their calls or anything like that formally. And so, do you agree with the strategy? MK Party saying, well, because we are unhappy with the IEC, we're not going to take part. We want a re-election. How do you feel about that? 086-000-00959. Better yet, you can also send us a voice note on 063-688-0959.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.